Hey, I feel extremely delighted again to be on with you today. My name is James Etto. I'm a priest, a counselor, and family life coach, and your regular host on your Monday Energizer. It's a new day and a new week, and I thought I should spoil you a little bit on being exceptional. Being exceptional. Now, maybe you have not noticed that one of the cheapest commodities you can find on earth is other people's opinion. The cheapness, therefore, of this commodity should devalue it before you. So don't be afraid to be you, regardless of people's opinion of you. I'd like you today, and indeed every day of your life, not to allow people's opinion to shape your perception and approach to life. So let your commitment to being exceptional start right now. You don't know what will happen next, but you can prepare to succeed in every eventuality. Please note two issues. Number one, don't you ever underestimate the power that being exceptional right now can hold in creating a favorable and enviable future for yourself. Oh, for sure, Rome wasn't built in a day, but they were laying bricks every hour. So you see, doing a great job right now is the best indicator of a future success. Number two, don't you ever underestimate the power of being known as someone who is really good at everything they put their name to. Don't put your name to anything unless you are going to give it everything. And to this, Mother Teresa said, "I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the water to create many ripples." And Francis of Assisi added a strong voice when he said, "Start by doing what's necessary, then do what's possible, and suddenly you are doing the impossible." So let me ask you to bring a refreshing approach to your failing businesses and ventures today. Maybe you just need to get a little bit better. You just need to be exceptional. Maybe you are just not good enough right now. And you see, the recipe for becoming exceptional is a wake-up call about where you are right now, coupled with the deliberate intention to succeed. How do you get there? Remove the beliefs you have about what is holding you back and put yourself in the driving seat of your business and life and do the things you need to do. And finally, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 says, "However, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, people who belong to God. You were chosen to tell about the excellent qualities of God, who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." I urge you today to strive to be exceptional in all you do, expressing the excellent qualities of God. You know what? The rest of your life will be the best of your life. We will do it again next week, Monday. But until then, do have an exceptionally good day today and a fantastic week ahead. You are eternally blessed.